Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
All right, so we wing back on the Thursday. And, all right, I call the DSTV, the multi-choice hotline, which we've all called, hey?
Yeah.
You know when it goes down and then you have to ring it and see what's happening? And you know what I hate in this day and age is that everything is automated when you phone. So you phone and you have reached the da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
Please punch in your smart card number. And there you sit. Yeah. Now I'm on a phone that doesn't have a keypad, so I've got to find, bring up the keypad, and boop, 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 boop. You push one digit wrong, now you got to wait, and then it goes back, and what? I hate it.
Please enter your 13-digit South African ID number now, followed
correct.
By a hashtag.
Correct. And then it gets very, very frustrating. So that is the age that we're in where you can call any call center and you get through to some obstacle first that is automated. And then push the department you want to go to. Do you want accounts? Do you want repairs? Ugh, come on, you know?
And then after that, they say, for a survey at the end of the call, please rate our service.
Yeah. So it's very, very frustrating. So this is when I call the multi-choice hotline, and I'm so used to speaking to a machine. When you finally get a human, I still carry on as if I'm speaking to a machine, right? That's the premise for this. Now, you know the touch tone keypad? You know, everything's got a different tone. It's like a piano. And you can actually learn songs on that if you're quite creative.
Yeah.
So it took me 4 hours to learn how to play this thing musically. All right.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. Here it is.
Welcome to the MultiChoice Contact Center. For a quicker, more efficient service, we need your MultiChoice smart card number or the account holder's ID number. If you don't have these details, you can simply press the hash key. Otherwise, please say... We'd like you to say a short description of the reason you're calling. Ready? Begin speaking now.
To prank you.
Thank you. Here's how we can help you. When you hear the option you need assistance with, just say it.
Are you asking me a question?
There has been a problem retrieving your account details at this time. Let me transfer you to a consultant for further assistance.
Thank you for calling MultiChoice. You're speaking to the dear lady. How can I help you?
I got a problem with my DSTV. Should I give you my ID number?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can you give me your ID number?
Okay, hold on.
Please don't punch it in on the phone. Give it to me.
Sorry, must I give you my account number?
No. Tell me what your ID number is. Don't punch it in on the phone.
Okay, hold on. Here it comes.
Okay, sir. Please don't punch it in on the phone. Tell me what it is.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Don't punch it on the phone. Tell me what it is.
Should I give you my date of birth?
Please tell me what the ID number is or your customer number. Don't punch it. Okay, don't punch it. Tell me what it is. Now you're speaking to a human being. You're not speaking to a machine, so you don't need to punch anything. Hello.
Yes.
Are you listening to me, sir?
Yes.
I want you to tell me what your ID number is. I don't want you to punch the numbers on your phone. Tell me what it is. Don't punch it on the phone. Just tell me what it is.
Smart card. Here it comes.
Please stop punching the number on the phone.
Wow.
Don't punch any numbers on the phone. Use your mouth to tell me what it is. I don't want you to punch the numbers on the phone because I can't see what you're punching.
Because I was... doing that.
Oh, you were speaking to the machine then. Now you're through to a human being. We can speak.
Okay.
Could you give me your ID number or any of your details?
Okay. Hold on.
Don't punch it on the phone. Tell me on the...
Oh, wow. little star.
Twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this one last time. Do not punch the numbers on the phone. Don't use your fingers to punch the numbers on the phone.
Do you need my...
I need your ID number. I need anything. Your customer number or your smart card number. But just please do not punch them on the phone. Do not punch anything on the phone. Don't use your fingers. Speak to me, please. I want you to use your mouth and tell me as we are speaking. Tell me as we're speaking. Don't punch it. Tell me what the ID number is.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have them? You're telling me your details, right? You're not punching anything on the phone, right?
I'll tell them verbally.
Great. Let's go.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't. You don't want to give me a detail.
No, I do. I'm just...
You want me to help you?
Yes, please.
Okay, but what you're doing at the moment is not helping us.
Is it your birthday?
But the problem with the account, what's it got to do with my birthday? My birthday was in July.
Oh. To you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
It's really nice. It's really nice. But it still doesn't give me any of these. Oh, my word. I'm sweating.
Dicker lady, it's actually Wackhead Simpson.
You made my day. Thank you.
Round of applause, eh? Round of applause.
Can I let you into a little secret?
Yeah.
You know when you phone multi-choice?
Yeah.
Do you know they can't put the phone down on you?
Oh.
What?
That's how the system is designed. They can never put the phone down on anybody.
You must
so
drop.
So you can keep them on there forever?
You can for days. But look, let's not do that. But okay. That's just some intel that I found out along the way. They cannot put the phone down. Most call centers too, they can't put the phone down on you.
I must say, I'm very intrigued now.
No, Phil, no.
No, do you put the idea in our heads?
I was just giving you some information. That's all I was doing.
Don't know us now.
That was Darren's world-famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without assurance, you always get something out.